Hi, and welcome back to You Can and You Will Design a Life You Love. I'm your host, I'm Catherine Louise. I'm a business and life coach, and I help women master time management and being so much more productive to also have that really healthy and happy work-life balance. Because yes, you deserve being happy and crazy successful, and no, it's not unrealistic, and it is definitely not too much to ask for. And this is why I'm here. And I'm so happy to welcome you back to a brand new episode of 5 Minutes Monday Morning Motivation. That's 4 M's. It's a tongue breaker, I swear. This is a weekly show coming at you every single Monday. I specifically created to provide you with this little motivational pick-me-up, because we all need that. We all need that, and we need it on a regular basis. So this is like me being in your ear every single week, trying to really uplift you and remind you on your true power. And this week, we're going to talk about like you really want to be the energy you want to attract. Be the energy you want to attract. And now, if you have ever heard about manifestation, and if not, you've probably been living underneath the rock. I don't know. Like, manifestation is such a big one. And whether you believe in it or not, it really does matter. Because we're talking about physics, quantum physics, and really how energy works. So I'm not trying to go down the road of manifestation, even though I truly believe in it. I've seen it myself. I've experienced it in my 41 years so many times. So I do know this, like I know this to be true. But if you need a little bit more, let's say, tangible stuff, when we talk about energy, and now you might want to remind yourself back to school times, energy attracts energy. Just think about magnets, or think about Albert Einstein. I'm a huge fan of Albert Einstein, and I've everything he says and he talks about makes so much sense. And if you want to dive deeper into this, please make sure to do so. I'm just trying to keep it short within our 5 minutes. And this is why I really want to remind you on, when you're coming from an energy of lack and desperation, we tend to repel things. And it really doesn't matter whether we're talking about your career, your business, or your private life. Just think about it this way. If you are in a corporation and you really want to have that promotion, you want to have that position you've been working so hard for, if you are so tense and desperate about that position, the people around you will pick up on that, and it will make, like, being around you will most likely feel very uneasy and very stiff and very not light, to be honest. However, if there's something you really want to attract that you've been really working towards on and put so much effort in, but you can come from a place of easiness and, you know, this like really feminine, like this feminine energy, being easy, being playful, just knowing this is yours to begin with, right? When you know this is yours, this is already a part of you, because it's your desire. Your desire means it's already a part of you. It's your desire. Understand where I'm coming from? So be easy. You've done your best. It is either going to be this one or something better. It's already yours. So being really in this light feminine energy, and if you are a man listening to this right now, female energy, male energy, it goes both ways. This has nothing to do with your sex, okay? We all carry both female and male energy, just to clarify this one. I'm just really talking about feminine energy. If you can be easy about it, if you can be happy about it, you will attract what you are, okay? So it is very important to remind yourself on that on a daily and already be in that energy. If you are coming from a place of lack and scarcity, we're just gonna repel all of the things. And it makes sense, right? Just Think about yourself. Who do you rather want to spend your time with? Is it the people that are really happy and positive and cheerful and inspirational? Or is it the people being like down and really negative and nagging all of the time? Just think about it this way. Be the kind of energy you want to attract. And this is like one of the greatest game changers. My love, I hope so much. This is gonna carry you through the week and you can really step into this light and feminine energy. I would honestly love for you to see that result so much because it's gonna be intense and you're gonna love it so much. If you've been loving this episode, please make sure to leave it a 5-star review on your most favorite podcast platform. Make sure to subscribe and remember, you can and will. Design a life you love at any moment in time. Thank you so much for listening and for watching, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.